This is Scientific American's 60-Second Science. I'm Christopher Intagliata. Got a minute? When you think endangered species, which come to mind? Tigers? Pandas? Gorillas? I'm guessing what probably does not are Hawaiian land snails. Yet a new analysis in the journal Conservation Biology suggests that some 95% of known Hawaiian land snails could already be gone.
So that's a horrible level of extinction.
Robert Cowie, a biologist at the University of Hawaii. Cowie and his colleagues came up with the 95% figure by convening the world's foremost experts on Hawaiian land snails, that is, the dozen or so scientists and naturalists who study the creatures. Through a series of interviews and hundreds of field surveys of the islands, they took their best guess as to whether each of the 325 documented species still existed. They think only 15 are still alive, leaving 310 in the probably extinct category. There is an organization that officially counts this stuff, the International Union for the Conservation of Nature. But the union lists only 33 of the 325 species as extinct, a gross underestimate in Cowie's view. And therein lies the problem, he says. Invertebrates, including snails, make up the lion's share of the world's biodiversity, but there's hardly anyone to catalog it.
It's a tiny, tiny number of people relative to the vast extent of invertebrate biodiversity.
And to get an organism onto official endangered lists, you need data to document its disappearance. Data that just aren't there for many invertebrates due to the labor shortage.
You know, in my more cynical negative days, I throw up my hands and say, why do we even bother? Because we're not going to be able to halt this and turn around this process. But if you care about this, you just can't give up.
And this approach, he says, an almost folkloric reconstruction of what's out there, may be the only way to fully understand the species we're losing, before they're known only from fossils.
Thanks for the minute. For Scientific American's 60-Second Science, I'm Christopher Intagliata.